Full Service Radio is supported by Compass, the future of real estate in the Metro DC area and beyond. Discover more at compass.com.
You're tuned in to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
There we are.
Okay.
We're on the air. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Industry Night with Foodie and the Beast. David, Nikki Nellis. We had a little moment of... We were in limbo.
We were. Well, there was no intro music. So there's the intro music.
Yeah, it comes now, baby. It's behind us. It's all behind us now.
That's okay.
Intro music. All right. So welcome to the show. If you're not familiar with who we are and what we do, this is a one-hour deep dive into a great subject of interest to people who love food and all that it does for you. Our guest today is one of the world's great entrepreneurs. Shizu Okusa is the founder and CEO of Drink, J-R-I-N-K, which is a cold-pressed juice retail operation. It's all great veggies and fruits. That's all organic and wonderful. And she's opening something. She's opened something called The Apothecary. And The Apothecary is a, talk about deep dives, is a deep dive into
really
health.
Healthful, natural living.
So you can be healthy and wealthy, T-H-E-E, sort of.
Okay.
I made that up.
It was stupid.
Sort of, she had something.
Okay.
Well, she said something like that.
No,
the wealthy
right.
is the new wealthy.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm very excited to have her in. Shizu was on our show, our other show, Foodie and the Beast, years ago when she first started
Drink.
She
was 10.
Yeah, we all were 10. First started Drink, and she was one of the first people in the D.C. market to come out with cold-pressed juices. She was really like at the forefront of the juicing movement. But
There were juices that tasted good, too. It wasn't that goop that you get at some stores that, you know, is good for you, maybe, but tasted like hell.
Okay. I mean, yes, her juices and tonics all tasted very good, but she had really thoughtfully gone about creating her product and putting it together. And that's why we've remained so in touch with her over the years, because not only has her product line grown, and she now has she has six stores and the new apothecary, and she keeps adding to what she's doing, which I think is very exciting. So I really want to start with the beginning, because I feel like if you had told people maybe 10 or 12 years ago, like, I'm juicing, they would have thought you were on steroids,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
How did you get into that movement?
Thank you, first and foremost, for having me.
Were you on steroids?
And then I'm now 11, and I'm not taking steroids yet. Maybe when I'm 12.
I know, you look pretty buff.
I can't promise.
Yeah. Buff.
So, you know, my background was originally working in Wall Street. I started my career at Goldman Sachs on the trading desk, and those tentacles at the Goldman Sachs. But, you know, I had a really enjoyable experience, but I was really burnt out. So I think we can all resonate to this, is when you're overworked and you're tired and you feel like you don't have time to take care of ourselves, then the foundation kind of cripples. And so I wasn't sleeping enough, I wasn't exercising enough, constantly bloated and like not happy. And
well,
so,
and I have to assume, given that workload, you were stressed.
I was so stressed.
Right?
Yeah, so stressed. And I think that stress has played such a big impact into what we, you know, what I ultimately decided to do with my life. So fast forward a few years.
Oh, but wait, how did you make the turn toward health? Did you say, well, I'm going to start working out more and I'm going to take vitamins? And in other words, was it straight to plant-based juices, or
no,
was it
I mean, I was doing takeout and Coke, and I was drinking like Odwalla juices and stuff at the time, which I think
because
now
that's all
know.
I mean, at the time, Odwalla, when it
yeah.
first, I mean, not to slam them, but
right.
when Odwalla came out and like Nantucket nectars,
yes.
right, remember, like everybody's like, oh, these are really good juices, but they were all sugar.
Yeah, and it's pasteurized.
Right.
And so, you know, at that point, no. So the answer would be no. But I moved. So I quit my job. So that was the first decision we make for our health, is like, okay, I need to stop stop whatever is making this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit my job 2012, and I moved to Africa, and I lived in Africa for a year. So I just traveled, and I learned a lot about like entrepreneurship, farming, plants, land, all of, you know, what local farming can look like. And then I stayed there for a long time learning about business and building.
Where in Africa?
I lived in Mozambique.
Okay.
Yeah, which was just this phenomenal place on the ocean side. And
it sounds phenomenal.
Sounds phenomenal. You live with like a Nokia phone. We didn't have Instagram at the time. You know, we live in the moment.
Well, if we didn't have Instagram, how can you prove you were actually there?
I mean,
right?
I don't know. I guess.
Get me out of here.
My LinkedIn, I guess. Uh-huh. But.
Or maybe a camera. Okay. Remember those?
Exactly. Yes. One of those. Yeah. Then I moved to Bali actually after that. And so it was in Bali that I learned the principles of yoga and really the principles of healing ourselves from the inside out. And so that was kind of the introduction to
that. Did you go to Bali for yoga?
I did.
It sounds a little Eat, Love, Pray-ish.
I know. It sounds really corny. I know.
No, it doesn't sound corny.
Right.
Were you inspired by the book?
No, I actually bought the book at a used bookstore in Bali.
Oh, interesting.
And I got it there. But I.
Because it does sound like you took a similar path. Like you went and you changed your life.
Yeah.
And decided I need to figure out what's next.
Yeah. I wish I could say that I came back with like, all right, now I'm going to do drink, you know, as soon as I came back from Bali. But it was a little bit of a nonlinear path still.
Well, but that was all in 2012. And here you are today. I mean, it's not that big of a leap year-wise.
You know,
I mean, when did you launch drink?
So we started this in 2013, at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And who's we?
So I originally started the business with a business partner.
We all do.
Yeah.
And then they don't last long.
Yeah. We're still friends.
That's okay.
See, I hope you don't feel that way about marriage.
No.
I mean, business is, as you know, complicated, and we need to look out for, you know, we have about 40 people now, and we have a growing company. We're woman-owned. We're 90% woman-operated.
Amazing.
Really proud for that, yeah.
Well, so when you started Drink, as I said earlier, you were at the forefront in D.C. of starting a place to get cold pressed juices.
Yeah.
So what were you looking to do initially? What was your inspiration, and what were you like, okay, this is what I can bring to the table?
It's a good question. So I think end of 2013, Uber Eats didn't exist, Postmates didn't exist. So it was about convenience and convenient health. And so we said, okay, well,
are you kidding? Half the apps on our phone didn't exist.
I know.
I mean,
it's crazy.
We did things very differently just
very
five
differently.
Or 6 years ago. It's amazing.
Yeah, we actually went down the stairs, 13 steps, went outside and walked a few blocks to get a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we request that they come upstairs and we don't move. Everything is at the tap of our phone. So, I mean, it's only been 4 years.
Speak for yourself. I live with somebody who says, go to the gym.
Yes, I do say go to the gym. But people are all about conveniences. It's very true.
Yeah.
So you were looking to make a product that was convenient.
Convenient. So juice was a good way to do that because it contains up to 5 pounds of produce per bottle. So it's a very efficient form of nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wanted to match that with convenience service. So we did delivery. We literally delivered after we juiced, and we started at Union Kitchen, which is the shared kitchen space.
Sure, which is a tremendous incubator, but you must have been one of their first.
We were, yeah. We were with
first,
Chaya, we
right?
were with Taco Rian, yep, all those guys.
Which is amazing because everybody, like that first round, almost everyone
got
is pretty successful, got out and is successful.
Like, incubated.
Yeah, they got completely, they cracked. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they were incubated like an egg and then became chickens. Yep.
District Donuts was another one. We swapped juices for donuts, like at the core of like 2 a.m.
Okay, you know there's something wrong with that, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
I got into health. I went to Bali, and now I'm eating donuts.
Yeah. I mean, there has to be a balance.
Of course.
We can't
no
seek
judgment.
This mecca of just this one thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but so your first goal with Drink was, when you're at Union Kitchen, was to create an offering of cold-pressed juices. And now, for the uninitiated,
yep.
What does that mean?
Yes. So cold-pressed juices are, again, like liquid salads. We wanted to make it really convenient when you haven't had your vitamin C or your antioxidants. So we have here like a Black Magic, mm-hmm. has activated charcoal, so it's like a great hangover helper. But it also has aloe vera water, which is really good for hydration.
Well, so I just want to say, when you first came on Foodie and the Beast years ago, right after you were launching, you told us about charcoal on air. And because of that, I have been taking charcoal ever since. I take 2 tabs of charcoal every night.
You look great.
I mean, I found her in the backyard one night at 2 eating out of the grill.
Okay, give me a break. But I mean, I recommend it to everybody, and it's all because of you. I think it's an important addition to my health.
Thank you. And if you don't mind me asking, what do you take it for specifically?
Detox.
Yeah.
I mean, I just take it as a detox for the day,
yep.
and it helps. Honestly, I believe it helps keep me completely regular.
Yep.
And that it's super healthy.
Love that. Love that. And I think we all, you know, people come in asking about detox solutions, but I also ask always, like, what kind of detox are you looking for? Are you mm-hmm. looking for mental detox? Are you looking for a sugar detox? Are you looking for a, you know, diet detox and completely changing?
But don't you think, like, when you were starting, and you were doing the juices and you were delivering them, it was sort of like everybody was doing these like juice fasts, right?
Yeah.
So you would go for a fast. Because who was the one out of New York that was big for a moment?
Blueprint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so everybody was doing these like 3 to 5 day fasts.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to you, like, I don't want to fast.
Yeah.
I want to know how to incorporate it into my diet.
Yep.
And I want to know how to incorporate one of the veggie ones. Because I don't want apple juice in my drink.
Yeah.
I don't want sugar.
Yep.
Like, I try not to drink things, unless it's wine, obviously, that has added sugar into it. So, you know, my question to you was then, how do I incorporate this into my diet without adding unnecessary sugar into my
yep.
diet?
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, we have juices for everybody. So for you, it would be like a Fuel Me Up 2, which is like an all green liquid juice.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fruit in it. There's no added sugars. We don't add preservatives. We use a press called cold press method. So it literally presses cold fruits and vegetables and extracts the juice into the bottle. So there's no cutting, there's no blending, there's no heat, there's no pasteurization. So it really keeps the integrity of the produce that we use.
But not just for me. So you have, like, when you recommend, when people come in, like, you brought in all these juices here, like Black Magic is the detox.
Yep.
You have the Clean Me Up 1, the Clean Me Up 2.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah. So on the theme of detox, so Black Magic is a great sort of hangover helper.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really popular on like Friday nights,
Saturday
nights,
morning.
Sunday mornings, mornings.
Monday, Tuesday.
It's insane to see it's so funny. Actually, it's pretty funny. The Clean Me Up 1 is like a easy green cleanser. So it has like a spicy lemonade. You could also buy, I'm sure people have heard of like the spicy lemonade detox.
Right.
Which is like an agave spicy lemon. But agave is really high in glucose or glycemic index.
Which
it'll
sugar. I never understood why they added agave. Like, I understood that they thought it was a sugar additive.
Yeah.
But why would you add that? Because it is going to spike up blood sugar, right?
It's cheap.
So yeah. What do you use instead?
So we actually use pineapple. We don't use a sweetener.
That makes sense. Right.
And so we wanted to create a better version of even that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to always be elevating. We always want to deliver the best product.
Can I jump in with the layperson's questions? There are 2 questions, because if one is a sort of a more traditional, and I am, try and stay away from carbs, but I find them irresistible sometimes.
They're really good.
They are yummy.
They are really good. I do too. I mean, I have donuts.
You should make a donut, cold pressed donut.
Yeah.
But people come to you and they say, okay, I want to avail myself of this for the health of it and for the opportunity to, you know, to shed some pounds and to feel better. 2 things that have to be overcome. One is, if you're used to chewing, you know, how do you like get past that? Will this fill me up? And then secondly, I assume there's that you produce some sort of printed regimen for people to follow to
achieve
just that.
Are you talking specifically for juice fasts? Is that what you're talking about?
No, because I don't think you can go cold. Anybody who just tries to go cold turkey from what they're doing to juice is going to fail.
Yeah,
most
but just
people.
For a 3-day fast?
Even so, it's too, you know, unless you are really with it, you know, it's hard to stay with it because at some point, at 2 a.m, you think, oh my God, there's cold pizza in the fridge. I'm going to, you know.
Well, you shouldn't have the cold pizza in the fridge.
Well, that's so, your fault. So, I mean, do you encounter that? And do you find a lot of just, I'm really talking about, you know, the great unwashed who come in and go, I need help, but I'm not sure I can, like, cut the mustard here.
So I do agree that cleanses as itself, juice cleanses, is like a fad. Mm-hmm. And what we've always believed that since the beginning. We call them reboots. So we call them kickstarts as a way to reboot a healthy lifestyle. So we have a lot of people that, increasingly, at least in the health and wellness world, you're finding people are now on paleo. They're on keto. They're on vegan. They're on gluten. They're on specific types of diets that are
not really
necessarily,
I know,
overall.
But they're all really restrictive.
They are.
They're not.
Yeah,
like
I know somebody who lost a lot of weight on keto, but she was threatening to kill herself. I mean, you know, I'm being facetious, but I mean, she was miserable. She and her husband did it, and she said it was hell for 6 weeks.
Yeah. So I think the base, and I think we forget sometimes that juice is also really basic. It's fruits and it's vegetables, and I never want people to lose sight of that plants are just generally good for you. It's a Michael Pollan philosophy.
Sure.
You know, eat more plants. And, you know, nutritious plants that are real and keep integrity. And I think that's just what it is incorporating it. It's additive. We're not saying overhaul your lifestyle.
But I
but
think
you
that's
use all organic plants, too. There's no spray. There's no bug spray on them.
No pesticides.
Nothing.
Right. Nothing, yeah.
So how do you... We never really talked about this. How do you source your products? That must be an awful lot to do.
It's a lot. You know, we...
Because that's a huge commitment.
It's a huge commitment. We're 70% we buy local. Where we can't buy local, like limes, lemons, you know, we from California. You know, the recent outbreak with E. coli on the romaine.
Right.
We, you know... Heard customers, we nixed romaine completely from our ingredients, which was a complete overhaul in and itself to create, you know, new recipes overnight, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And but people are really receive that really well. So I think because we make everything, we can own in our production and make sure that we are always providing the best.
So when you started, you had how many products? How many SKUs?
We had 5.
Okay. And now you offer, not at the apothecary, not all your powders. We'll get to that. But now how many, do you call them juices? How many
we
juices?
We do call them juices.
Okay.
We call them, juices, and then we have shots and we have nut milks.
Okay. So let's talk about the juices. How many juices are there now?
We have 15 juices.
15
in multiple
juices.
Sizes.
Okay. And then how many shots do you have?
We have 5.
5. And what are the different shots?
We have anti-inflammatory. We have a gut shot, a digestive, a pyro, and then a limited seasonal
and
one.
What are the shots you said? They're just like a quick picker-upper, like 5-hour energy sort
like
of?
Like no frills, right. Like 100% ginger. Or that one is sour cherry, turmeric, and black pepper. It's great as an anti-inflammatory. So post-workout or whenever you're feeling a little bit of pain, turmeric is so good for that.
Yeah, we love turmeric.
1,000 milligrams a day.
It's there you go. You're healthy, David.
I am healthy. I'm 190 years old, for God's sake. But that's the idea of that. It's just when you... Yeah, you are. Do you take it before you work out or after you work out?
After.
And you just shoot it, and then how long does it take to go to work?
The juices itself, I mean, you're going to taste it immediately, but because it's in liquid form and there is no fiber, it'll absorb into your bloodstream right away. That's the efficacy of juice versus a smoothie.
So when people talk to you about incorporating juices... the milks, for example, and the shots into their lives. Like, how do you recommend, like, what's your recommendation? If you're like for David, let's use David as an example.
This is what I want you to do for 7 days, morning, noon, and night, so that a complete idiot can follow it. I'm thinking of myself.
So the beginner's guide to drink is always going to be a reboot. So we always suggest our 3-day easy reboot. It's 3 days. You get 6 juices and a shot for 3 days. It's labeled on the caps. That's all you do is just drink.
So you can't screw
every
it up.
2 hours.
Right.
But you also can't eat solid food.
If you get hungry, we always let people know don't get hangry.
Right.
Like, don't get hungry and angry at the same time.
So you can crunch on cucumbers. You can crunch on lettuce. You can crunch on... celery.
Right.
I mean, you're rolling
have
your
an
eyes.
Avocado. Like, if you need those
right,
good
so you
fats.
Can have an avocado.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we also have, at the store level,
you just
protein
can't spread
powder.
The avocado on bread.
Well,
exactly.
I don't, but I'm saying.
That's where it goes. That's where the problem starts.
That's where it goes bad.
You can't make you can't have avocado toast, but you can have avocado.
Okay.
But if you don't want to overhaul, you can also just get two juices and have one in the morning, have one at night, or just have one a day. And literally, you'll feel that again.
Well, like it's probably better. You're supposed to eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. So it's probably better to you know, do it in the evening.
Yeah, and the juices aren't scary. They taste good.
They do taste good.
No, I've had them. Yeah. They are good. That's what I was saying before. That wasn't...
They don't taste
like
ass.
BS. No, they're good. No, some of those...
You can say bullshit on this channel.
That's right. It's,
we can swear.
On the internet.
They don't taste like fucking ass.
They don't taste like fucking ass, you know? But I mean, some of them...
And the show just went a totally different
way. Some of them were really, really heinous. I remember our son, this is 15 years ago, had Hodgkin's. And the treatment, he got over it very quickly because he had all the chemo and that. Yeah. And they were making him drink green stuff.
Oh, but
and,
it was horrible.
And at one point he said, you got to try this. And it was like it came out of a cow's ass. I mean, it was horrible.
It was horrible.
But it worked. Yeah. And that's the point. Now you figured out how to make it work and make it palatable.
Exactly. And make it taste good. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now you have how many drinks?
We have six locations in the area, including Apothecary.
Okay, well, so let's...
Can we just say it's spelled J-R-I-N-K?
Yes, exactly. It's spelled J-R-I-N-K.
Drink.
And after a few years, you guys know it's right to the point, it's drink.
Yes.
Yeah. I think in the beginning, everyone's like, J-Ring?
J-Ring.
How do we say this?
Let's go skating at the J-Ring.
Do you still do the delivery?
We do. It's 50% of our business, yeah.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
So people, like, order their week's worth?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That's amazing.
It's so convenient. It just gets delivered to you in the morning, and you can get on with your day. And it's super, super easy.
That is super easy. Okay, so.
Well, people are going to want to know what that costs. What does it mean?
Delivery?
No. I mean, if you're going to get a full week's worth of meals.
Yeah, well, it's not, you know, but it can also just, you're only looking, I feel like you're being very myopic.
No, I'm not. I know you can just supplement and you can just have it. But if people are going to basically take a whole week of juices, what will that run them?
So I think we offer free delivery over $65. That's usually around 6 to 7 juices, maybe a shot. So that's like the average starter pack.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also do a 1-day easy reboot. That'll be about $65.
Okay.
And that'll get
that's
you like
good.
Six juices. So about $10 a pop. It's
and
like
then
a
can
meal.
You and then you can also obviously go to your brick and mortar and say, help me put together.
Yeah.
What
we
I
also
want.
Offer smoothies. We offer smoothie bowls. We have
what's a smoothie bowl?
A smoothie bowl is a thicker version of a smoothie with toppings on it.
Ooh.
So it's like made with banana, frozen acai, which is really rich in antioxidants.
Ooh.
It's great for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Has cancer fighting properties as well. So acai is our most popular one.
So can that be a substitute for one of the juices or is that a treat?
No, so, you know, on the weekends, 60% of our sales was almost like just smoothies
like
and
food.
Bowls.
Like
it's food.
Like
it's
lunch.
It's basically food.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so you launch these stores, you grow your product, you change them, and you, I assume, a lot of seasonal. So you grow your product, and you now have a whole bunch that you offer. And then you said, this isn't enough. I want more. So before, I mean, we can talk about the Apothecary, but I want to talk about what you've brought. You have all these, I feel like they're potions, but they're powder potions. So you wanted to go the next step in wellness.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So, you know, when we say we want to do something new, this is not enough. I think it's more about, are we always questioning and growing ourselves as a company and our learning? And I think it comes from our customers. Our customers tell us what to do. So in November, December-ish, we ran a survey with all of our customers. We had about 40% of them respond, both on social media as well as like on our MailChimp newsletter. And, you know, we ran 5 different questions about like, what are you looking for? What could we do better? Are we not delivering in your radius? And what ingredients are you looking for? But what one result was really fascinating was everybody out of everything that we do care most about the ingredients, not about the glass bottle. They didn't care about whether
the packaging
was or if it was, you know, raw or if pasteurized actually. They cared about the ingredients. And so we said, okay, well...
Did you think that's weird? Because if it's pasteurized, you're not going to get the same nutritional
value? I
think
it's an education
thing. Maybe they didn't know.
Yeah. So we will not move from glass, just to be clear. But I think... So some of it is also, if we move to plastic, they won't know the effect of what glass is until you lost it.
Sure.
So we're not going to make that change.
Okay.
But ingredients was a big thing for us. And we said, how do we open up Drinks Pantry to our customers and offer a better for you and much cooler GNC store, or like a herbal shop, mm-hmm. and like a vitamin shop? Because people are popping capsules left and right. Without knowing at all, like, whether
what's
something
in them.
What's in them, really good for them, and like personalizing that. So mm-hmm. we wanted to be that person and go-to spot for all things supplementing, drink on the go, create your own drink, drink while you're traveling, drink in the morning with your coffee. And there's so many things you can't necessarily just address with juice, like this one here, Shatavari, which is great for women's hormones. Mm-hmm. Trifala, which is great for like literally pooping at night if you're constipated, which is like 60% of America.
If you give it to someone, will you make them poop at night?
It'll help. I had one of my friends text me the next day after we opened. It was like, I finally
went. What is your
went.
Point? I don't know where
just
he's
like, a, like oh. if you go to camp and you want to mess with one of the kids
okay.
in the bar.
That's not what we're doing here. So before you start talking about all the products, how did you decide? Because you're not carrying vitamins per se. You are carrying products that you've...
It's like homeopathy, isn't it? I mean...
It's like herbal medicine.
Okay. You
know, where what we say is how do we bring ancient medicine to match modern science?
Okay. So how did you get into that?
So it really goes back to my background, and also when I was in Bali, mm-hmm. is that Ayurvedic training to say, how do we heal ourselves from the inside out in a holistic way, mm-hmm. in a preventative way? In some ways, juices can be like, I'm hungover. I'm going to come in and get my black magic.
Right.
Versus,
or I need to lose weight, so I'm going to go on a 3-day fast, right? Because I've overdone. Okay.
But it's, how do we frame our mentality to be more preventative and think about daily treatments so that we don't get to that point?
Can I suggest that we take a break?
I was just going to say that. All right. So on that note, we'll take a break. When we get back, I really want to talk about what you're offering at the apothecary and how you came across each item, because they're all so different and they're not going to ring true to people. Not everybody's heard of these products, or do they understand their inner working. So this is David and Nikki Nellis. We're on Industry Night with Foodie and the Beast. We're here in the gorgeous Line Hotel. And we are getting you healthy with drink. We'll be back in just a sec.
The song you're listening to now is Bring a Little Love by Kido. That's K-I-E-D-O. This is Full Service Radio.
All right, well, we're back on Industry Night with Foodie and the Beast. We're talking with Shizu Osaka. I can never do that right.
Osaka's fine.
That's not right.
Pronounce Shizu Tokyo.
No.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Okusa. I'm
is
sorry.
Is that right? Okusa?
Think of it as like Yakuza, which means
I've got,
gangster.
You know, dyslexia. Lexdixia. But everybody knows drink. So you
drink, J-R-I-N-K.
It sounds to me like what happened was, first of all, your trip to Bali must have been beyond life-changing. It must have, like, you know, your awareness must have flowered.
Yeah.
You know, like one of those Disney blooms, boom, 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 and suddenly it's open. Because the whole Ayurvedic approach is a lot different even than homeopathy.
It is.
And so what was your training there? I mean, what did they teach you?
So we learned a lot about the principles of like ahimsa. We learned a lot about our doshas, so doshas are basically our personality types for our body, or that's the way I like to say it. And so I learned a lot about myself and kind of where I get imbalanced and how I can use tools or ingredients and herbs and or essential oils, rituals that can help me stay balanced as a person. So all that was like just like an in-depth training for 2 months.
Go to Bali specifically to get the Ayurvedic training?
I got a yoga teacher training, and mm-hmm. then within that you incorporate elements of like not just how we asana is only one part of yoga.
Okay.
There's just so much more called like pranayama, which means breath work. And then there's actual like thinking work and philosophy. And so every stage of yoga, again, yoga asana is just one stage.
The beginning.
Just the beginning. It's just the physical stuff.
Well, what's interesting, because Ayurvedic medicine is usually associated with, you know,
like the TM
and all of that.
Right.
So was there that too? Were you meditating?
There was meditation, but not in like a TM way, and not, you know, I think we were talking a little bit about psychedelics earlier, but
right.
like, that also plays effect is like how.
No, you were dropping acid?
No, but you know, Michael Pollan just put out a book about psychedelics and how they help with your health.
Actually, I have. In a controlled way, I'm a big proponent of psychedelics. I think they work.
I don't know how I feel about it.
There was an interesting tidbit in that book, or when I heard a little bit more about it, is there's every society in the world actually uses mushrooms or fungi in a way to change our consciousness. And the only one tribe that does not is the Inuit, because they can't grow it. But that's the only reason. But
so mushrooms specifically,
fungi,
right?
Yeah,
interesting. But like, you know, what's the one that everybody takes in Peru?
You're thinking of ayahuasca.
Yeah.
That's not a fungi, though, is it? I think it is a fungus.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
But
I've never done it. But
me either. That's so not for me.
I'm dying to do it.
Are you really?
Oh yeah.
No, thank you.
I'll never
you know
do
what
it,
happens, but... right? Like you drink it and then you throw up.
Well, that's what mescaline does. Same thing.
I didn't throw up on mescaline.
Well, I've heard it's actually mescaline. Like
I took mescaline multiple times. I never threw up.
You chewed a peyote bud? I don't think so.
No, it's a little pill.
No, that's
I love what we're talking about. This
it's a little pill.
I've heard it's like a next level sober.
What
you see things?
What
like,
mescaline?
No. Like
ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
It
yeah.
is. It's like. I mean, I read a very detailed account of it. Robin, whatever her name is.
I don't know. We know people who've done it.
Well, where you dive down through, you know, sort of the silt of your consciousness down to, you know, you get kind of blissed out. We're all, you know, all men and women are the same. We all are in communication, all that stuff that goes away when you, you know,
when you regain your consciousness.
Yeah. Acid. I did acid in college. It does the same thing. But apparently... you know, ayahuasca is more, it's a little
it's
more.
It's supposed to be more self-exploratory.
More, a little more violent, too, in terms of, and how long it lasts.
Yeah, I've heard it's best to, like, away from, like, your current area, but safe.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I'm really not. That's not for me. You can go do that alone.
No, I'm not.
I'm
too old.
We don't offer it at Apothecary.
Right, okay.
Probably take, God damn it, what a great idea.
We
get healthy, wealthy, and high.
We have other shrooms, though.
Okay, well, so as you were developing, okay, so you do this survey, and you're like, okay, we want to start offering other ways for people to, because wellness, it's an overused term, and self-care is also an overused term, but people in this area, regionally, are really taking it to heart, and whether you want to, you know, give kudos to Gwyneth Paltrow or what they were doing in L.A., there's a lot of people who are, or mind, body, spirit, you know, there's all these groups now that are really talking about meditation, eating and drinking well, and living your best self.
Yeah.
So as you were growing your personal business to be your best self, you came up with a variety of products, but there are a lot of products here that most people have never heard of. So how did you do your research? How did you figure out what needed to be offered at the apothecary?
So I think a lot of it was very personal, where like I also tried to stem my traditions from my Japanese roots. So like matcha is a big powder, ginseng and reishi are things that my mom has been making for years to fight with immunity. We've never, like when we got sick, we never took Tylenol or Advil. That was like the last resort. And so we go to more herbal traditions. And so I think the research came really kind of from there and what other things I was doing besides drinking juice. And I find, obviously, when you run a business, and you guys would know this too, is that you get stressed out, and juice isn't going to fight your stress.
Right.
And specifically for my dosha type or personality, Myers-Briggs for my body, is that juice, I need something more warming. Typically, warming would comfort me more and keep me balanced when I'm stressed.
So does that mean a tea?
Teas,
that what you mean?
Hot lot, like lattes, not coffee per se, but like soups and teas, rich in spices.
Is that nature's Xanax?
Well, for her. So explain, because you and I talked about this off air. You have a personality test people can take to sort of help them figure out what their needs are.
Yep.
Yeah, because again, that's the question I had, because there, you know, there are these people, not you, that have potions and you know, things lined up, and they're, you know, they're essentially, it's self-medicating, you know, they bought this, they heard about that, they're taking this. Can you come to the apothecary and essentially, clearly you can, to some kind of profiling, to figure out what's exactly right for me without extra shit that I don't need and without, you know, just taking stuff willy-nilly.
Yeah, so I think this is where the problem with Amazon and WebMD is. When you start Googling, why am I constipated for 5 days? You know, you don't, maybe you don't have an ulcer. Maybe you, you know, these aren't all things that you need to go on Amazon and buy like a pound of charcoal without knowing if it's good for you.
Or what's that fiber stuff? Psyllium?
Psyllium husk.
Psyllium husk.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, for focus and for agita and for,
yes,
you know, all
for
of that
agni
stuff.
And everything.
Because it's a melange of complaints, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do. I own a business. It drives me out of my mind. And so...
What drives you out of your mind?
My business. All of that.
Oh, his business.
The people,
yes.
The business, yes. All of that. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's driving me crazy.
And it invades my sleep. Yeah. You know, if I wake up in the middle of the night, if I allow myself to start thinking, I don't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
So I'm just talking about me because that's really... So
yeah,
do you come into the apothecary and kind of, is that part of what the questionnaire asks?
Yep. So the first thing you'll see is an iPad. We call it Herbalist Winfred, which is from Hocus Pocus. We're trying to make it really fun, lighthearted. Take a quiz, get the results sent to your email with tips and tricks. And then you'll also get recommendations on the herbs based on the answers that you just filled out. And sometimes you might not want to tell someone that you've been constipated for 8 days or you mm-hmm. have diarrhea.
This keeps coming back to the butt. But, I mean, is constipation the big cause?
So part of all of this is if your gut is healthy,
yes,
then you're healthy.
Yes.
So, and a lot of people, given the processed foods that are out there and the contaminations in our food that are out there, are not gut healthy.
No. And gut health is a big popular term right now, mm-hmm. but it's also,
but
what
it's real.
Is gut health,
right.
too? And like, what does that look like? And the best, because you can't see your gut,
mm-hmm.
but what you can see is what comes out to the restroom
yes.
every day.
David can see his gut, it's true. When we look down,
you're on
when
ayahuasca,
you and I look down, we do not, we see our shoes.
We see our beautiful shoes.
Yes. David sees his
can
belly.
Can I say, well, I won't say it.
You can say it.
No.
Okay.
Mm.
He sees his belly.
You can tell us that.
It's okay.
I see more than my belly.
Well,
that implies I
sitting.
Can't see anything else lower than that, and I can. Thank you.
All right. Point taken.
All right.
We got it.
We have herbs for that, too.
Right. So let's talk, what does gut health mean to you? And again, that is, you are in the business that right now everything that you're doing is sort of a buzzword, right?
Sure,
it's all
yeah.
a marketing term,
yeah.
but you're very serious about these things.
I'm very serious because it's very personal. If you haven't gone to the restroom for like 7 days,
oh,
you'll
painful.
Just
can't even
it's
imagine.
Painful. It hurts. It's painful. You feel like an elephant. And no matter how small you are.
7 days.
I mean, there are people like that. 60% of America is constipated, but they have no one to talk to
well,
about it.
But I mean, some of that is just keeping your body hydrated. I was in the Sinai Peninsula years ago. This is 100 years ago,
like in the 70s.
Working on a construction crew, and you sweat like a dog, and no matter how much water I drank, and I was constipated for about a week.
Yeah,
and it was horrible. But once I got back to better temperatures and started drinking water. So what else do I need if I'm already, you know, does a human being need if we're hydrating?
Yeah. So I think it's also, are we absorbing the water that we drink? Because sometimes even if you drink the water, it doesn't actually absorb into the stream and it just gets you more and more bloated. And so little tips and chips and tricks is that like Himalayan pink sea salt, a little bit of lemon, it all helps to absorb that water into your bloodstream so you can actually absorb and moisturize the colon for elimination. And like, so charcoal actually helps with that too, because mm-hmm. it doesn't absorb into the bloodstream, but it absorbs.
It sort of pulls everything,
exactly.
right? It pulls
exactly.
everything. Well, let's walk through some of your products. Let's start on one side and move down. What
sure.
do you got?
All right. So we have here activated charcoal, which we talked a little bit about.
So for people who you can't see, but when you go online to see, what's your website?
Drink.com, J-R-I-N-K.
So everything is under
yep.
drink.com.
You can also go on Instagram and find like go-to shortcut links.
Okay, so it's a little vial, for lack mm-hmm. of a better term, And it's filled with a powder. So this is the charcoal one.
Yep.
How do we use that? Do you just take a spoonful? Like, what do you recommend?
Yeah, add it to your water. Add a little bit of honey and lemon. I would take this first thing in the morning or right before bed so that it'll work on your body while you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer capsules at our store. So if you want to take them in pill form, you can do that too if you don't want to taste it.
And then you also say that that can be used as a mask.
Yes, a mask. Exactly.
So what do you do to it to make it a mask? I love things that have multi-purposes.
I love things like that too. And like, I think health and beauty and food are really kind of tying in.
Mm-hmm.
So charcoal with bentonite clay, a little bit of water, make it into a paste.
What is bentonite clay?
Bentonite clay is like volcanic ash.
Okay.
And that helps also with elimination.
Sure.
But again, these powders help to pull toxins into the powder so that when you remove it, it's all gone. So that's why it's good
for
face
masks.
How
did anybody figure out the volcanic ash helps you poop?
Well, no. That's for your skin.
That's for your skin, but you can also ingest it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can ingest it like they did in Pompeii. But I mean, my point is, who said, I'm going to try some of this volcanic ash so that I can poop?
I don't know. Well, nobody knows the answer to that one.
How did they figure that out?
I can't fully say. I didn't.
You're gonna have to Google it. You're gonna have to find it. You're gonna have to find that out on your own.
I'll go to WebMD.
Okay,
but I will say each body is different. So for me personally, charcoal doesn't work for my own detox.
Okay,
I take Trafala, which is also here, which is good for my personality type.
So what is that?
Trafala is a three-part berry. So it's three different fruits. It's an Indian herb combined of three different berries that again help to soften like our food and like help to eliminate quickly.
Okay, and so how do you take that?
This one I just take in water and I shoot it down because it has a pungent taste.
Okay.
But again, like the things that are going to be really effective I find might not taste as great, but I'm willing to do that.
Would you, for the uninitiated, would you recommend that they mix it in one of your juices?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like in one of the morning juices?
Exactly. So in like our Clean Me Up 1 or Clean Me Up 2 with lemon, it'll be the easiest way for you to take them, or our nut milks.
Now, with the charcoal or the one that you take, does your body eventually acclimate?
It does. It does. So I actually rotate off of it sometimes and I switch it up. So this is one of multiple herbs that could work for me.
Okay.
Another one that works for me is rhubarb root, which I don't have here.
Mm-hmm.
But rhubarb root is used traditionally in Chinese medicine and Japanese medicine.
Okay, with the same sort of...
It has the same types of properties and a little more yang than it is yin, which is good for me. Yeah.
All right, so talk about some of the other products you have here.
So we have moringa. Moringa is similar to a matcha, very rich in amino acids, so for protein as well as chlorophyll. The good thing
about... So is it a tea?
It's not a tea. It's still a plant-based, but it's a good replacement for matcha if you don't want caffeine.
Right. That's always my problem with matcha. I don't mind a matcha in the morning.
Right.
But I don't... I really have tried to stay away from caffeine. Like, I don't drink coffee or anything like that. But I do love matcha, and I know it's really healthy for you.
Yep.
So do you whisk that just like you would a matcha?
Exactly.
Same sort of thing?
Just replace it for your matcha in every recipe that you use it. And it's also just like generally a really good adaptogen, too. So it helps to adapt with stress.
So have you created for the, you know, great unwashed, some kind of a guide that's available in the store? That little
thing? Yeah, so we have multiple collateral pieces in our stores and signs, as well as knowledge online for you to be able to navigate based on, like, what are you looking for? What health concern is your biggest need? The most popular items that we have in our store and are these guys here.
These are
signature blends of these herbs.
So like what's an example? Let's talk about the signature blends.
So for example, this green one is Slay All Day. It has matcha, chlorella, ginseng, pea protein, and coconut cream powder. So you get the best of good fats, you get the best of protein, you get the best of energy, and you get the best of adaptogen.
So how much
take a teaspoon and...
Yeah, how much of that...
Add it to nut milk.
Okay.
And then, microwave it and it's done. So this is like your replacement for matcha.
Okay.
But you get matcha still, but you also get four other ingredients.
Okay. And it's just something like it's just one drink to have in the morning, and you just put like a teaspoon or tablespoon based on how much you like.
Exactly.
And you get the benefits.
Exactly.
Let me ask a question that anybody listening might ask, because I see where your stores are: DuPont Circle, Foggy Bottom, Adams Morgan.
Apothecaries in DuPont Circle.
All right, Apothecaries in DuPont Circle. But what's at Whole Foods? The
drinks.
Yeah, so we're opening. We had a H Street pop up in mm-hmm. their Whole Foods location last month.
Was that just for the juices or for the whole apothecary?
That was just for the juices.
Okay.
And then we're opening a full scale location, and I'm happy to announce it with you guys.
Actually, what?
In
Tell.
Tyson's at their full flagship.
Oh my goodness!
So what is that? Wrong with coming to Maryland?
Oh my God!
So we're doing a pop up in Friendship Heights.
Great.
In fall, in September.
That's amazing.
So that'll.
But
be
will that? Months. So, but will you be take? That's just your juices, or will you be taking your line?
I think we need to discuss like spacing and also education size.
You would need to do so lot. Much education.
There's
on
so
that.
Much education. Okay. We literally spend 20 minutes sometimes with a customer.
I bet. I was gonna. That wasn't going to be one of my questions. I mean, your staff has to be so well trained at the apothecary to be able to talk to people yeah. and explain the products and explain
to be
their
able
uses.
To minister to the stupid.
Well. But it's not to the stupid. For people who really want to incorporate this into their lifestyle
yep.
and want to do it, it's overwhelming. And you don't want to just stress people out. But
yeah.
when, you know, you've got all these beautiful little bottles and people want to touch all of them and take them all. And, you know, you have to back them up
yep.
and say, let's see what you really need.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So the one that I like the best, just because of what it says, is the Botox one. Can we talk about that one?
Yeah. So
okay.
this is better than Botox. It's our vegan collagen.
Okay.
So collagen is increasingly a big supplement in women, especially over the age of, once you get over 30, your collagen production declines over time.
I mean, men should take it too, just for the record.
Yes. It's also good for gut health, collagen would be. This is a plant-based collagen.
So what does that mean? So which plants?
So collagen,
like algae?
So collagen itself is bones and skin and cartilage from cows and pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it when I was... I take collagen,
you're
but
a smart consumer, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that. But because a lot of people have asked me,
yeah,
where can I find vegan-based collagen.
Yep.
I was like, yeah, good luck with that. You would think there'd be algae-based ones, but there
right.
aren't.
There aren't. So mm-hmm. We combine three of the most popular antioxidant-rich as well as vitamin C-rich collagen-inducing herbs into one.
Okay.
So we have camu camu berry. Have you heard of that before? Sea buckthorn berry.
Okay.
Have you heard of that one by chance? Shisandra berry, which is also an adaptogen berry.
You said adaptogen twice now. What does that mean?
Adaptogens are herbs, either mushrooms, roots, or berries that mm-hmm. help you adapt to stress.
Okay. Meaning it helps take away your stress?
It helps your adrenals basically adapt to the stressor that's coming.
Like a Xanax.
Yeah, I mean
Xanax is pharmaceutical, but
yeah.
what I always say about it is, you know, if you're really stressed or you have any anxiety attack and you take a Xanax, the problem is still there. It doesn't
yes.
take away the problem, but all of a sudden that psycho edge has softened.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
That's how we talked about psychedelics earlier. It's mm-hmm. all very parallel to that, where it's all about consciousness and how we adapt to the things that are happening around
okay,
us.
Okay, so that's what these things do when you
exactly.
say adaptogens.
The non-psychedelic, though.
No, right,
CBD
obviously.
CBD oil falls similarly into this category where it's a cannabinoid and it helps you adapt to stress.
But wait, but that doesn't have the...
No, THC.
No THC, right?
But it still has...
So do you sell that at the apothecary?
We use it in our made-to-order tea, so we offer some teas there if you come in and you want to try and like literally walk out with a beverage. We have mm-hmm. some teas there, and we have like a shroom hot chocolate with CBD.
Okay.
Shaga latte.
Is it good?
It's very good.
And what are the benefits of that?
So shaga is also like a focus adaptogen mushroom, and mm-hmm. then CBD is more for just stress relief.
Okay.
And then we use it in a base of like a chocolate uncaffeinated cacao nib
mm-hmm.
tea, and that way it tastes a little bit like a chocolate tea.
Oh, yum. That sounds
And we
delicious.
Use some local honey as well, and then we just make it a little bit more palatable to drink, so it's not just like herbs.
Okay. Well, lastly... because we're almost done here. The two big bottles.
Yes.
You said those are your best sellers. What
yep.
are they?
So this is our Follow Your Gut. So as we just talked about gut health, this is a turmeric. So great. You know, turmeric actually tastes really good.
I drink a turmeric tea.
It's
I love
so
tea.
Good.
Right.
Drink it. Add this to your nut milk.
Okay.
And then make this like your golden latte. It'll help mm-hmm. you sleep, but it's also probiotic and anti-inflammatory.
I only knew turmeric to be anti-inflammatory. I didn't realize it had so many other health benefits.
Turmeric is like the next, I mean, it already is the next, or it is the superfood of the world. I mean, I think moringa is going to be next. But.
Okay, so let's go back to moringa. What is it about moringa that is so... Yeah. So exciting.
Stress release.
So the reason is because this is like a plant that's also rich. It's similar to like algae is becoming really popular, like seaweed, mm-hmm. where it's rich in protein, but it also has the green and chlorophyll properties. Mm-hmm. And it also has like skin boosting. So it has like it touches all elements of health that we are addressing. So gut health to beauty, to protein, to needing vegetables.
So my next question may sound a little odd, but with all these things, once we put together a schedule of how we're ingesting these things, can you ever, is it ever like too much, or do you recommend some in the morning, some in the middle of the day, some in the evening? Because I feel like your body at some point is going to be like, yeah, I know this is all good for me, but I don't need it all right now.
Yeah,
of course. How do you, because you know, like, for example, you know, like Gwyneth Paltrow has that vitamin pack, right? The Goop vitamin pack. And I don't know what's in it, but it's like good genes, high school genes, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And it's huge horse pills.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to take them all at once. And then you have very expensive pee the rest of the day. So I can't imagine that it does anything really, like your body can't absorb it, right?
So if your pee is coming out dark, that usually actually means you didn't absorb it. Because
right.
that means it's so much, like whatever you took or toxins, it's like
too
just
much.
It's coming out.
Right.
So what we would always recommend is that you only take one of these at a given time. So for example, for me, this Follow Your Gut I take in the morning,
mm-hmm.
or I take the Slay All Day, which is the matcha blend in the morning. So it
okay.
depends on my mood, depends how I'm feeling, mm-hmm. depends if I'm like regular or not regular. So that's something that we do. And then at nighttime, we have different routines. And in the daytime, I take my adaptogens to help with during the afternoon stressors.
Well, see, this is why I was saying, like, I am an anarchist trapped in a bag of skin. So to be able to, know all that and remember all that is just impossible.
But see, it's not, actually.
So it is
I think
for
what
me.
She's saying is really helpful, that you don't have to take it every day. You
no,
have these options.
You're not hearing me.
Okay,
so for
clearly.
The uninitiated... That's really, do you guys sort of lay all this out in a program that, you know, like a menu that somebody can, whether it's an app or whatever, that can be followed so that I don't have to think, gee, should I do this or should I do that?
Yeah, when you walk, that's the benefit of having the store and not just being able to sell these online, which most competitors or, you know,
are doing.
Companies are doing. So you walk in, we really personalize that for you. So what's not here is we also have another blend or label that's just white with, you know, what our vision and mission is, where we source and how we pack. But the front is completely empty. And so what we will hand write on there for you.
Do this, do that.
Do this, do that. Here are the things that are inside. And just keep this in like at your desk.
See, what
in the
I'm
morning.
Interested in, and I think a lot of people would be, is I am healthy. I'm 150 years old. I go to the doctor. My blood pressure's great. All the fluids are great. Everything's great. I cannot lose weight. I go to the goddamn gym. I generally eat, you know, rabbit food, or at least not, you know, carbs, but my metabolism is slower because I'm old.
Yeah.
So. You know, can you fix that for me? Can you fix that for the eight guys at the gym that are going, God damn it. You know, I'm on this cross trainer 45 minutes a day, 7 days a week. I can't lose a pound.
So what I always let people know, we're not doctors,
but
what I could suggest is I think my gut would also say, and I will send this to you.
Your
after,
healthy gut.
Well, yeah, because I might follow.
Of course.
If I follow my gut, to take our quiz, and I think I could guess your results of like what the personality type is, and it would be called a CAFA. So CAFA would be someone that is their element of like. So I'm a Vata, which is air. I'm like creative. I'm always airy. I'm like up in the air. For you, CAFA is earth. You're very grounded. You sleep a lot. And you almost have a hard time waking up, but you
No,
but he does sleep a lot.
No, I don't sleep a lot. We sleep 6 hours a night.
I know, but you nap a lot.
When?
You do.
When the hell do I
on
nap?
On the weekends. Let's just say on a day where you don't have.
But no, and I wouldn't say that I'm grounded. I really am sort of an anarchist trapped in skin, you know.
I'm definitely going to send you the quiz. My gut would say that because you come across as very calm, and you do like a really.
Look at my wife.
And you do a good job of that. So, but based on that, you can also then say which herbs would be best for you,
okay.
your type.
Well, we're definitely coming in.
Yeah.
Great.
I can't wait to try the quiz.
Awesome.
I mean,
I'll send it to you.
To me, and I assume there are a lot of people out there, the quiz is what's really exciting, because like I said, to me it would be very overwhelming to see all these products, and I'm a product
tour.
Do you know what I mean? So I like want it all. But to be told, no, no, you can do this or this in the morning, so try this now and you can try some of this later. Like giving me options and not having to be on some sort of strict regimen is a little bit better for me. Yes, do you have something to say?
Well, here's the question. If people, because this broadcast goes literally all over the world, I don't know that anybody in, you know, Bim Bam Boo is going to try. But if I'm in Pittsburgh and I'm hearing this, can I find you online? Can I take the quiz online? And can you send? Will you send me stuff?
You can definitely take the quiz online. We want to make it accessible to everyone around the globe. What we don't do right now yet is shipping, but we will open that online for nationwide shipping and expansion later this year.
Okay. That's so exciting. All right. Cool. And I do want to talk about, just quickly, because we only have a couple minutes left, but what I think is amazing is that you opened up a store like Apothecary in a time where people are saying retail is dying.
Yeah.
And your response is, fuck no. Like, absolutely not. Retail is not dying.
Yeah.
So what did you discover?
So we discovered that retail is not dying, to your point. Retail, boring retail, is dying. So if you look at the Walmart or the Sears, and like there's traits of all the companies that are closing. And it's like, how are you not talking to your customer anymore? You're not staying relevant and you're not being in the language that they understand.
Well, because I was a victim of that with May Company, which, you remember Hex? Do you even remember Hex and
she
May
wasn't
Company?
Here. No.
Kaufman's.
No, she wasn't born yet.
Bambergers,
not even happening. No,
you know,
12.
All that. All right.
Macy's.
Baby.
Macy's.
But I mean, basically the way they survived, you know, they brought in new stuff, but it was, we did this last year and it worked, so let's do it again this year. And after a while, they last year themselves to death.
Yeah, exactly. And we believe that, you know, it has to be experiential. Most times people are going to hear about us already, have looked at our menu or have taken our quiz prior to coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, why would you come in? I don't even. I use Amazon too.
But not only that, like just from pictures, your aesthetic, you know, is really welcoming and beautiful.
Yeah.
You clearly worked with a designer to create a feeling that goes with your whole idea. Do you know what I mean? It all goes together, which I think is very appealing to people who are interested in these kinds of products.
Yeah, I think we don't want to make it too woo-woo. It's not woo-woo. It's all in us. It's just, how do we make it approachable for people and want to be a part of it?
Well, I'm totally with you. I think approachability is probably your hardest point for, I mean, if you can get somebody like David who's interested, then it says, and that's not a slight against him, but you know, he could look
go
at
ahead, abuse me. I'm
no,
used to
I'm
it,
just I. saying you could sort of, so to me, I mean, you know, if you're like, that's going to make you look pretty, I'm like, give it to me. I want it. Like, I'm totally, and I think a lot of women are like that. Like, it's so easy to sell us on being healthy.
You always look pretty.
Thank you, sweetie. But you know what I mean? Like, being healthy and doing things that are good for me is very important to my way of life and for my family's way of life. So I'm an easy sell.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there were a lot of people who are like, oh, it's bullshit, you know, or that doesn't work or blah, blah, blah. But I feel that you really have gone the extra step to make it approachable to everyone.
Thank you.
So it's very exciting.
All right. So tell everybody how to find you online and in the real world.
Sure. Drink.com, J-R-I-N-K, as we discussed, .com, or at Drink Juicery on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Definitely follow on Instagram. The photos are fabulous. They're so pretty.
Thank you. Or find us locally in the area for stores and delivery.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell everybody in DuPont Circle where the Apothecary is?
Sure. It's 1323 Connecticut Avenue. So it's upstairs. By like Mad Hatter area.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. I cannot wait to come in. Thank
awesome.
You so much for
of
joining
course.
Us today.
Thank you for having me.
So this is David and Nikki Nellis. We are live. It is industry night with Foodie and the Beast in the gorgeous Line Hotel.
It really is a gorgeous hotel.
It is. I love hanging out here. Yeah. And next week, we are bringing in the team from Rocklands Farm, one of our favorite farms.
God.
It is an event
space.
I'm so
jealous.
It's a working farm. It's a winery. It's so fabulous. And they're coming in and telling us how they do it.
It's a place I wanted to buy 25, 30 years ago. I looked at it and I didn't buy it.
Well, that was before me. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. Have a delicious week.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.